Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett cited rising pension costs as the major concern in his 2020 budget address before the Common Council on Tuesday, calling the current situation untenable. WUWM's Angelina Mosier-Salazar was at the hearing and has this report.
$100 million. In just 3 years, that is how much more the city is expected to pay for pensions. How much does $100 million mean for the city of Milwaukee? When the city 2020 budget is a proposed $1.6 billion. Well, Mayor Tom Barrett tried to put that staggering number into perspective.
To reach that number, you'd have to eliminate the budgets of the health department, employee relations, city development, the Department of Administration, the treasurer, neighborhood services, the library, and the Common Council city clerk.
And even after all that, the mayor says you'd still be short millions. But what accounts for the rising costs? According to the mayor, there are several contributing factors. One is the anticipated rate of return. That's the amount of money the city is expecting to come in from the investments from the pension fund.
The Independent Pension Board reduced our anticipated rate of return from 8% to 7.5%.
Half a percentage point may not seem that significant, but Budget and Management Director Dennis Yaccarino says when you're dealing with a $5 billion fund, it is a big deal. And in this case, it accounts for the entirety of the estimated extra $100 million that the city will need to contribute by 2023. Barrett says another factor driving pension costs is the benefits received by fire and police.
More than 80% of the estimated 2020 employer pension contributions are attributable to uniformed police and fire employees. That's 80% of the cost for 44% of active employees in the pension system.
So, with the fiscally unsustainable pension structure, the mayor says the budget forces the city to take a hard look at the staffing levels at the police department. Therefore, the mayor is proposing a reduction of 60 positions, something that Alderman Tony Zielinski does not support.
Right now, we're having trouble enforcing the laws with speeders and addressing public safety issues. And I think taking 60 more police officers off of the street is certainly going to create more problems and compromise our ability to protect the people in this community.
Zielinski has announced he is running for mayor next April. Despite Mayor Barrett's proposal to reduce staff at the police department, he insists it's in no way a knock against police officers. In fact, Barrett is also proposing an increase for police salaries.
Next year, the increase in the police and fire budgets are larger than all other city departments combined.
But the budget increases for police and fire did not quell Alderman Zielinski's concerns.
Well, that's not the criteria that should be used. The criteria that should be used for public safety is what's necessary to protect the people in this community.
To address the problems the city faces, Mayor Barrett is proposing, among other things, an increase in the tax levy by 3.5%, which for the average taxpayer means an increase in $59 in property taxes. There will be a series of public hearings on the mayor's proposed budget, and then the Common Council is expected to take up the budget for a vote in November. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.